Welcome to the In Hope Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Preach.
And I'm Brandon. And each week we drop an episode to strengthen unity in the body of Christ.
We want you to be part of the conversation. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, and let's talk. All right. So I briefly mentioned this before. We wanted to have this conversation and you're dressed for it. I love it.
Talking about
the kingdom. So when I shared this with y'all, I'll give you the words that I gave. I was talking about how sometimes people are very passionate about buying American made. And what would that look like if we were also that well invested into the kingdom made? Those things that are made within the church, within the kingdom. And so that's what we're gonna get into today. And I think both of us
and
are
the price.
And the price of it. Oh, the price of it. Come on now.
Not so much in money, but maybe some.
Sometimes. Absolutely. Sometimes. So what's it called? Matthew 6 is one of the first things that popped up to our minds on this. You have your seek first.
Yeah, seek first the kingdom.
Shirt. I love that. and so just for like a little background here, some people, let's say you go into a store, right? And a hardware, I don't know why a hardware store is always the first one that comes to my mind. And I think it's mostly because usually people who think with this mindset, it's more generally attributed to like your country folk. So they're, you know, going to the hardware store, they're going to DMB or Tractor Supply or whatnot. And they're getting a shovel to put in a new fence. And, when they go there, you have two shovels on the wall, one that is made in America and one that is made, who knows where,
somewhere,
right? Somewhere else. Anywhere and everywhere else, right?
Antarctica.
Right? The one that's made somewhere else is, what, $10, right? I know.
Right.
I don't know the prices of shovels right now, so probably. I'm sorry, guys. All right, so it's like, so it's like $10. The one that's made in America is $15. Mm-hmm. So you're talking...
Or 20 even.
You're talking adding a whole nother 50%, right, of the price onto it. Sometimes people are, the person going in, their heart is fixed on, I'm going to buy American made and American products. And so even though it's a more expensive and they're both, we're going to say they're both equivalent in quality, whatnot, but they're going to go for the American one because even though it's more expensive, they're going to get that one. And then you can see this across the board in lots of different things. Sometimes it's not even a matter of they're both quality equivalent. Maybe the American one doesn't have as many functions on something you're buying. You're buying a float, a little raft, right? And the American made one doesn't have like the little cooler spot and the little cup holder and all these little fancy things. But they're gonna get the American made one versus the one that's made somewhere else. And the reason people do that is because, one, first and foremost, I would say this usually comes from a very patriotic heart of I'm going to invest into what helps sustain and make this country thrive, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to invest into companies that are here in America because that helps us and it's helping your own, right?
Yeah.
And so there's this mindset of, even though it may cost more for me initially, and it may, I may not get all the bells and whistles that I can on something else, I'm going to go with the American made. Yeah. There's also sometimes a mindset of, well, things are made better here. And so no matter what, they feel like the American made is going to be more quality.
And sometimes that's true.
And sometimes that's
true.
Many
times that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's a, I think the quality is going to be better. And sometimes there's a, I will spend more just because I'm helping America, right? America. So, America. So with this mindset, with this thought, what does that look like kingdom wise? Have you seen, heard, do you know of people really taking an emphasis and an approach on that kingdom wise? Because I feel like that's something that you'll know of and you'll hear of American wise. You can hear it, especially like in country music, you'll hear even little tags out to it of buying American made stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, but kingdom wise, do we give, and should we, I mean, is this even something to consider, give focus towards, I'm going to invest into the kingdom with the things that I'm purchasing, the things that I'm doing, where I'm going, and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What are, I'm going to let you start us off here.
Some
what are your thoughts
on that? Oh, so I guess, are you talking about specifically like investing money?
We can start there. Yeah,
because okay, I was thinking some other things, but
no, we can go. I feel like this goes many different ways.
Yeah,
so it's not just money, but that's an easy place to start because that's what we'll usually see with the American made.
It's hard to like compare exactly just because you're not buying the exact same thing. So mm-hmm. like in your example, you're talking about like a shovel versus a shovel.
Yeah,
right. So when I think of like kingdom versus something else, mm-hmm. it's more like something that's for our happiness or our betterment.
Yeah.
Which may be a very different thing.
Yeah.
So like I could go buy a boat.
Yeah.
Or I could invest in a nonprofit.
Why you gotta go there? Wow. You're just,
because I want a boat.
Like, let's go straight for them toes. Come on now. Okay.
That's what comes to mind when I think of that. It's like, what are we using our money towards?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what may seem like a better invest or a quicker way for us to be happy.
Yeah.
Could be the boat. And boats are great. Boats are a lot of fun. But what investment could we also make that would maybe bring even more fulfillment?
Because
I imagine some of those things could bring a lot more fulfillment.
Yeah.
And, but the price we might pay up front is, maybe it won't. Maybe you won't really see the benefit yourself. And that's harder. That's a much harder investment to make because you're thinking like, well, I can invest in this. I might not be around to see it become fruitious.
Exactly.
And maybe it won't even. Like, there's some trust there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure a boat will make me feel good.
Yeah.
You know, right now.
Oh, yeah.
I can go on the lake tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. I can go get wet today.
There's a lake right there.
Boat.
I could just go do it. And so there's that. There's a little battle in the mind there.
Yeah.
Of like, should I put my money towards, things that are going to provide temporary happiness in this life?
Yeah.
Or should I put my money towards things that are going to move the kingdom forward?
Yeah. Yeah, man. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel like that can be a big struggle.
It is a big struggle.
And I think there's for a lot of people, there's a lot of gray space there.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's not bad to go buy a boat.
It's not.
It's not bad. And in any sense, like if you have a boat, power to you, right?
Yeah, I might have a boat someday.
Right?
No, yeah. And I'm not going to feel like I didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Or pay any kind of price for the kingdom either.
Exactly.
But there is a question of like, are we putting anything into that?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just putting all of our cards into satisfactions of this world?
Mm, that's so good. And I think... Okay, so I think there's also a lot of times where we don't realize how much we could be investing into the kingdom, just even with the simple things that we do each day.
Yeah.
And some of this goes back to, like you said, it's going to be putting aside some of the things that we feel make us happy up front. And man, people aren't going to like this conversation. Putting things aside that
we're not asking for your money here, by the way.
What's it called? putting things aside
that helps.
We Well, we would appreciate the donations.
I mean, sure, if you want to.
We would appreciate donations.
It helps.
But that's not the focus.
That's not what we're talking about. This isn't a giving talk.
But it does take us to kind of step back and maybe putting aside things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Things that make us happy. And I mean, to be honest, sometimes trying things that may not get us as far right away.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, because we're so fixed on that immediate, right? And that tangible feedback and pleasure. But sometimes we just honestly, we have to be willing to go without.
Yeah.
Sometimes we want to. So I'm going to use a very popular Christian-owned business for an example, right?
Okay.
Let's go Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Because you can't top Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwiches. Like, it's just... It's,
we talk about Chick-fil-A a little bit too much on this.
No, we don't.
Maybe we'll get a sponsorship.
I know. You can't talk too much about Chick-fil-A, right? So let's go Chick-fil-A, right? Buying a chicken sandwich at Mickey D's, or you're going to go buy a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing. If first and foremost, you're just wrong if you don't think Chick-fil-A sandwich is better. Like, that's just, I'm sorry. Like,
I agree with that.
This is not up for discussion.
Well, they use a real chicken breast, right? Versus like chewed up, right? Like so, reconstituted.
So we have, Chick-fil-A's chicken. I know, I'm sorry. We have Chick-fil-A's chicken
sorry,
sandwich.
Sorry, not
sorry. You got Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich. You got McDonald's chicken sandwich. And it's like, okay, I'm going to go get myself a chicken sandwich. And you can pick one or the other, right? Because they're both close to each other or whatever.
Yeah. They're right next door, maybe.
Maybe Chick-fil-A's even a little farther, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Harder to find around
here. Yeah, because they're harder to find, usually. But... this isn't even just a matter of, okay, I have two options and the Christian option, the kingdom investment option is equivalent or better. But what you're getting into here is it could literally be even a matter of chicken sandwich or no chicken sandwich. Like, so that money can go into something else completely different kingdom wise.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that's important that we do touch on both, because I think at some level we'll have people who they're not even willing to make the switch from McDonald's sandwich to Chick-fil-A sandwich, right? Even though the Chick-fil-A sandwich is an option.
Yeah.
There's some people that aren't willing to make the switch because they're so used to and they enjoy a McDonald's sandwich.
Sure.
Right?
Maybe it's a little more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a little farther.
I think they are a little bit more.
Chick-fil-A's cost more, right?
It's a little more, yeah.
So they're not willing to make that switch for multiple reasons, right? But then you'll also have, at another level, this idea of, well, I'm not going to make the switch because what's over here isn't as good on the kingdom side. Or I'm just not going to want it at all. So I'm going this way. And so there's some things in our lives to where I would say, hey, it's a matter of, you know, maybe you could go without, maybe you don't have to go without, maybe not everything needs to have this switch, right?
Yeah.
But really it's bringing to the mindset and the forefront of, if you have that option to switch over and invest onto the kingdom side, do we keep that? Do we even make that a priority?
Yeah.
And I would say that should be a priority.
Yeah.
That we're investing into the kingdom where we can. And so we can do it with things like Christian-owned businesses.
Nonprofits.
Nonprofits, Christian-owned businesses, and finding out what those things are. There's multiple Christian media outlets out there that people have no idea. Right. There's multiple Christian influencers and stuff out there that people have no idea. There's multiple Christian owned businesses. We were just talking the other day, Forever 21. We were talking earlier about that. Forever 21. most people didn't know or don't know that that's a Christian-owned business, right? Yeah. So there's those things where you have In-N-Out, you have Chick-fil-A, you have Forever 21, you got Chicken Delight out here, you got lots of different Christian-owned businesses that you could invest in and make it a priority to where when you're making your choices, you can consider, am I going to put this money over here in return for food, let's put it this way, to the world, into the world, mm-hmm. or am I going to put this money into the kingdom in return? And so,
like, where that might go towards kingdom things
exactly
later on,
right?
Like, maybe that organization, like, invests heavily in, you know, youth programs or something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, and if nothing else, you know, okay, the owners in this organization itself, you know, are Christian. The owners mm-hmm. are Christian. So we know, like, in the end, this money is going towards someone in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Right? And so it really is an investment into the kingdom versus we're just giving it to the world and we're going to see what happens to it.
Yeah.
And we won't see.
Yeah.
We won't see what happens to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, because I think what we pointed out here, the thing that came to mind first was Matthew 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is the same thing also in entertainment. You guys, I remember back in the day when we were growing up, Christian rap sucked. Like,
it was Christian rap, also known as crap.
Yeah. So, like, see,
it's come a long way.
Christian hip hop was not what it is today.
No, it's not.
And that's one of those things to where, but without people investing into it early on, it wouldn't have gotten to where it is today.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they weren't the best. They weren't matching up.
And people had to take risks.
Yeah,
and probably not get paid a whole lot.
Absolutely.
Because nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
At that time.
Exactly. And so it's like, thank God for those people who are willing to grind and push through that really laid that foundation for what we do have today.
That's even true of most Christian artists now.
Yeah.
Like, and I know some of them are making really good money and they're doing well, but if they were secular, they would make more.
Come on.
If they got the same talent and they're going secular versus Christian,
absolutely.
They're going to make more in the secular.
Yeah.
But they're doing Christian. And one of the things I was going to mention is it's like, sometimes we just don't see how much of a return we actually will get on that.
Mm.
And those people that are doing, and I know this because I also do music and stuff too, is like, if I heard back from anyone that a song like touched them in a way that brought them to God, that would be way more rewarding to me than than the money I would have gotten from being more secular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because you know that, like, you made it a kingdom difference.
Exactly.
That, and possibly, I mean, people come to know the Lord through
absolutely
music constantly.
Oh yeah.
There's tons of, like, K-Love's one of the big stations and stuff. There's tons of testimonies of people like hearing a song on the radio and connecting with it because the person who wrote it was connected to God.
Yeah.
And it just changing their lives.
Absolutely.
And like, I mean, you just can't measure that against the satisfaction of just knowing you had millions of people.
Yeah.
Versus maybe less people, but you actually changed their life rather than just they loved that you sang about beer.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. No, yeah.
Because that's easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you got the talent, either way, it's easier to do it there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And what's it called? So you bringing up, like, for example, K-Love, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Christian radio. You're in the car and making it a priority to where I'm going to listen to the Christian stations rather than the secular stations.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I like the Christian music that much, right?
Yeah, maybe, that's the sacrifice, right?
That's sacrifice.
Like, I have to sacrifice a little bit that much. Maybe they don't have the beats I like.
Yeah,
I'm not
feeling it.
Or it's a little too much of the same.
Exactly.
I'm just throwing out some.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Which any genre has that. But yeah, or you know, it's too goody-goody, whatever it is. And that costs you something.
That costs you something. But
in the moment.
But like, let's be real. What are you giving up? Like, really, what are you giving up?
Giving up the flesh is what
you're giving. Exactly. Exactly.
That's what all of this is, right?
Crucify your flesh. Right?
Oh, that brings me to the other verse. The other verse that came to me when we were thinking about this was, then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Which
come on
is
now.
Luke 9:23.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is, that's a denial, of personal preferences and wants. And you're thinking, oh, but it's not that big of a deal, right? And this is the thing.
Whoever wants to be my disciple. That's a big statement.
That's a big statement.
And I think sometimes we don't think about this as big and as big a statement as it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's literally saying, like, if you really want to follow me, you do need to deny yourself something.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think we can look at it and say, okay, look, if you're not listening to the Christian radio, that doesn't mean you're not saved, right?
Right.
Like, you cannot listen to
what
Christian
you're
radio
denying is, and listen, is that's different that, for
that's
everybody.
That's a whole other thing. But this is the thing. We also know in scripture, it talks about not all things are lawful, not all things are profitable. And we know that we're encouraged in scripture time and time again. For example, here in Matthew 6, Jesus is going on and on again about seeking the kingdom first. And right now, what we're talking about is that idea of, am I investing into the kingdom? Am I putting my treasure in the kingdom? Most of our treasure is our attention, our time, and our finances, right? So am I giving that to the kingdom? Or am I giving that to the world and to the things of this world, to my flesh and those types of things? Because you may not like the Christian radio as much. And this is just an example. But I'm thinking, like, hey, KTSY, Project 88.7, Air One, K-Love, these different radio stations that are Christian, if we're listening to those primarily, then even if you don't give them $1, you're helping the kingdom because you're boosting their ratings.
Yeah.
And not only that, you're helping your spirit because now you're also inviting things in and listening to things that are edifying and encouraging spiritually. And so you may not even feel it at first. You may not even like it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things to where, are you willing to say, okay, but this is a place – and an easy place, mind you, that I can invest my time. My attention into the kingdom, right? And help the kingdom versus, no, I'm gonna invest it over here, listening to music that's talking about things that are ungodly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like the beats, I don't care about the lyrics, but I'm listening to things that are ungodly, right? And so I'm giving attention, and therefore, whenever a consumer gives attention to something, even if it's not your dollar, you're giving dollars.
Yeah.
And so you're choosing to give attention and dollars towards things of the world that are promoting things that are ungodly versus the kingdom and investing in the kingdom. And this is, I feel like radio is a great example of that. But this plays all over. We're talking about food places earlier, right? You can look at media services. You can look at entertainment, whether it's, you know, streaming apps or movies and different things like that. Lots of studios have been dropping some really good Christian movies and things in theater. The Chosen was in theater. Like, you can go watch those things.
And part of that price can just be like all your friends being like, dude, you haven't seen that or you haven't heard that. I was like, no, I'm choosing not to for this reason. And then there's a price to pay in how they respond to you.
Exactly. Right? And that is, I feel like, what the persecution, the discomfort that American Christians have to put up more with any other, Western Christians have to put up more with any other, is social and denying your flesh.
Yeah, it's not like other places where you
it's
can
not
die.
Like other places, where social and denying your flesh means like social as in you're going to get ridiculed, mocked,
you might lose
out.
A friend.
You might lose a friend. Over there, you'll be an outcast of society.
Right.
And denying your flesh means, okay, like, flesh, I know you don't want to be tortured and killed, but but we're going to go with it. But here, it's more like, oh, I'm going to listen to this radio station rather than that radio station.
Yeah.
denying my flesh. And I'm going to not know about all of these movies, and I'm going to know about all the Christian stuff, right? And yeah. Now my friends aren't going to think, you know, they're...
And what's crazy is there are mad benefits to that.
Like, there are.
Like, Caleb has a 30-day challenge for a reason.
Yes.
They say, you know, try them out for Absolutely. 30 days and see what happens.
Yeah.
And people, like, do that, and then they're like, their life changes.
Absolutely.
Because they're inputting... God into their life
exactly
on a daily basis.
Yep.
And when you do that, like, God does change your life if Absolutely. You allow him to.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that ends up impacting your mental wellness. That ends yeah. up impacting your spiritual wellness, right? And so your emotions and all these different things that may be out of whack, maybe fighting with depression and anxiety and all mm-hmm. these different things. Believe it or not, when you're listening to music like what you find on 88.7 and KTSY, K-Love, Air One, these places that are playing worship music and Christian radio, yeah. playing Christian hip-hop and yeah. pop and whatever you want to call it.
And their rock. Hip-hop's way yeah, better now.
It so. Is. I mean, I would listen to
yeah, it's great.
Lecrae,
I like
KD. I'll listen to those guys over anyone. I don't care what you say. Other people talk about, you know, there's guys. But who was it that performed at the Super Bowl or whatnot just recently? There was a rapper that performed at the Super Bowl.
Was it Usher?
No, it wasn't Usher.
Are you talking about a Christian?
No, he wasn't a Christian.
Oh.
No. Yeah.
I don't know.
See, and that tells you how out of the loop I am on secular yeah. stuff. But
I'm okay with being out of the loop. Because,
like, they're big deals. They're big deals, right?
Yeah.
But I don't listen to any of that. Like, and I don't care
yeah.
that I don't know any of that. Because even when I catch a glimpse helpful. Of it.
And you see people that are only listening to that.
Yeah.
Especially that there's darker stuff. And,
oh,
and,
yeah.
Or it's just really negative. It does impact them.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And just their ability to function.
Yeah. And just like most things, and I'm going to put this word out there because you may not see it this way, but just like most things that we're, inclined to, addicted to, habitual, practicing, listening to those types of things. Those things, we don't realize the impact they have until they're gone.
We don't realize the cost.
We don't realize the cost.
The cost
that we're
is
paying.
More than we think it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't realize how it's impacting us and the cost that it has until it's gone.
Yeah. And we probably even deny it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No addict. Few addicts are like, oh yeah, I'm an addict.
I'm
and it's
a total
destroying
addict.
My life. It's usually like I can stop this whenever I want. I just don't need to.
You right? said something earlier that made me look up this other verse. Something about storing up things in heaven, right?
Yep.
So this is the treasures in heaven verse. It's Matthew 6:17. Or 19, sorry.
Yeah.
Do not store, and another command from God.
Come on
this.
Now.
This is Jesus talking. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal.
Come
for
on.
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And, you know, that's also just kind of a throw at, like, how money can easily take the throne of our hearts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not just money, because remember, treasure.
Time, too.
Is not always, yeah,
yeah,
it's time. So where are you storing your treasure, your time, your attention, your money? And then this idea of where things moth destroy, rust, right? All that different stuff where moth
None
and
of it's
rust
gonna
destroy,
last,
where thieves
saying.
Break in and steal. Yeah, it's not going to last.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this music example is such a good one just because all of that, maybe now you don't know about the music over here and you feel like you're out of the loop and you're having serious FOMO, right? On a fear of missing out on all this music stuff over mm-hmm. here on the secular side. But all of that stuff is going to pass away.
It will. Like I was actually thinking about this not too long ago because I was like, I was thinking about my own journey with music and how I wanted to be famous and be a rock star mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And I was kind of doing some thoughts on this recently where I really felt like a lot of times I was afraid to put stuff out because of how I come back and just the artist thing and all that. But the bigger part of that is if you try to look back more than 100 years,
mm-hmm.
do you know who any of the musicians are? There's
usually
a few
not.
Famous ones that have
yeah.
stood the test of time, like
yeah.
piano composers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And even, still, even, I bet a lot of youth don't know who
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't, like it is a fleeting thing.
Absolutely.
But if you wrote a song that brought someone to know the Lord, you might meet that person in heaven.
Exactly.
And that eternal value is incredible.
Yeah.
And I know, and then it kind of to go along with that, like being in ministry has been, you don't make a lot of money in ministry, generally speaking. Sometimes you do if you get a mega church or something, but most people that are in ministry are not making a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're doing it because of the passion of it.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that once you've baptized someone, because I've done that, like that was way more rewarding than the money I would have made.
Absolutely.
Staying in the secular world and just, because I got a graphic design degree and I could have done really well in that. Mm-hmm. You'll never convince me that that would have been better.
Exactly. Exactly. I hear you.
But it was hard at the time.
Yeah.
And we're like struggling, you know, like a lot, like a lot of our history, cause I've been in the church for a long time has been like just barely making ends meet as far as, but it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a provision of God thing.
Exactly.
But we didn't have all the stuff
exactly
that we, you know, we still desired those things. I still want a boat.
You lose some of that freedom of things. Yeah, exactly. I still want a boat.
And I grew up with one. I was like, I missed out on a lot of boating over the last 20 years because I got into ministry and couldn't afford it. But I also know that there's people that have come to know the Lord because I was faithful with God and invested time and money.
Exactly. Exactly. And we can't do it all. So there's going to be a trade-off, right? There's always going to be a trade-off.
There is a trade-off.
And with something that was coming to my mind, you're talking about this idea of, you know, artists 100 years ago and those kinds of things, you know, that is so fleeting even in our timeline. But then when you think about people who are putting out worship music and stuff today, my thought is, man, if I was an artist, I'd want to make a soundtrack that can be played in eternity.
Yeah.
Right? Like all of this stuff over just here.
Declaring the glory of God.
Right? Exactly. Because, I mean, that's what we're going to be doing. And so it's all this stuff over here that we're seeing at the Super Bowl and like all of that, right? Like, ain't that's going to be forgotten, you know, 50, 100 years from now. And that's no way going to be, I would be very surprised if we walk around heaven and somebody's playing any of that music versus in the, with eternity, with God, those songs that we're worshiping to, like those will be songs on our hearts of worship that I can see just continuing to ring throughout eternity.
And that could be.
I mean, how much more impactful is that you're investing and you're listening to, you know, all the lyrics and you can sing all the songs to this song that's going to be forgotten really soon versus I know this song that we're going to be singing for in eternity.
Yeah.
Right. And a song that is truly uplifting and edifying your life.
Yeah.
Right.
And even if it's not singing it for eternity, that lives impacted her for eternity.
Exactly.
And that's, that was the real like,
absolutely,
man. I'll just put out whatever, even if I don't think it's good.
Right.
Because if it touches like one person.
There you go.
Because it was from a heart.
Yeah.
Then it was worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I keep on talking about radio and that aspect, but you can take that across the board to many things. And again, I think it's really important. It is that those that are grinding and investing up front that make it more possible. And so this is another thing to think of, like think of future generations. Do you want future generations to have good quality Christian music?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want future generations to have good quality Christian entertainment? Good quality
or Christian things to do. Yeah. Like I think of a lot of the camps that have been
made.
Like when those camps were made, people were probably struggled
absolutely
to make them. And they sacrificed. And I think there's a really cool one in California right near where we used to live. It's in the redwood trees. Like that land would be millions of dollars now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure they got it a long time ago, but exactly. I'm sure they struggled to build it.
Oh yeah.
But they created this place where people can get away and get into God's creation and experience him. And, there's so many of those that people have invested in and it costs money. And exactly. It costs, and they might have put their whole life savings into it,
mm-hmm.
Because they knew that it was going to be a place where people would come to meet God.
Yeah.
And I've seen kids many times meet Absolutely. God at camps.
Absolutely.
And it's like, man, what a good investment that was.
So, exactly.
I mean, that's one I would definitely like be a proponent of. Like,
yeah.
If you're like, where, which kind of nonprofit could I put money to? Put money to a Christian camp.
Exactly.
Because
right?
That's where kids oftentimes meet. Absolutely. In a big way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, thinking just those, what's going to carry on and have that ripple effect, right?
Yeah.
And meet future generations, even if it's you have to be an early adopter and deal with the bugs
yeah.
and the not as good quality as what you would get in the world.
Well, like a church planning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like church planning, you're struggling because you're trying to get up to where mm-hmm. people will support the,
Absolutely.
The move of the of that. Church
yeah.
And it takes a lot of work
yeah.
And time and effort.
Yeah. And you really have to be committed to what this could be.
Yeah.
Right. And not get so focused on what am I going to get from it right now?
Yeah.
And
you
moment.
Might not get anything from it.
You might not get anything from it, but from what
financially.
Could this be? Yeah. What could this be, especially for future generations?
Yeah.
Right.
And all the churches you see, someone went through that process.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And
every ministry,
and in many places,
every
it's
church,
harder than
businesses.
Others, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like people who are planting in really hard areas, mm-hmm. they're really doing the work.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So I think, I mean, this is a generally challenge that would say, okay, look at what you're doing in your life right now. Just even what you're doing in your life. And is there anything that you're giving time, money, attention towards that you could switch over to kingdom?
Yeah.
That you could switch over to giving that time, money, and attention over to kingdom things. I feel like entertainment is an easy one when you're talking about yeah. watching shows or whatnot, going out to eat. And I wish there was more Christian-owned, like, restaurants and...
Which there probably are, we just don't know it.
Well, and I'm thinking of places.
Just knew, right?
Yeah, and I'm thinking of places that like have good, wholesome entertainment. Like
yeah.
you can go. I would love to be able to go listen to live music regularly. Like
yeah.
me and my wife,
and
know, hey,
that
we
your
can
kids
go
are
listen to this live music.
Or,
yeah. yeah, and like our whole family can be there listening to yeah. live music because we know people aren't going to be, you know, getting drunk, and people are, and the music's going to be wholesome or whatnot.
Yeah,
and so same thing with. Like going out to comedy places.
Yeah.
Like going out and saying, hey,
oh, yeah.
like,
I love
I'd love to
bar,
go get.
Dry bar
yeah,
comedy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. That's one dry yeah. bar comedy. Right.
Yeah.
So you can go to places where, you know, you can get like clean entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Christian entertainment, and invest in these places. I wish there was more of those
and people
to go hang out. And me and my wife have talked about in the past, like if we could, man, if we had the money, we would so invest into a 24-hour like cafe where with real good coffee, lounge
yeah.
type spot. Me and my style, I'm like, I wanted to have like a jazz vibe up in there with live music and people
yeah.
coming in and doing spoken word and
yeah.
those kinds of things, having like open mic times.
Yeah.
And so like, if I could right now, if somebody was like, hey, I'm just going to bless this dude. Right. So I was like, I'm just going to bless this dude.
Yeah.
I would take
like
that money
yeah.
and I would buy the Flying M over in Nampa.
Oh, that's a cool place.
Or Caldwell.
Yeah.
One of those two. Either the Flying M in Nampa or Caldwell,
mm-hmm.
Because of their location specifically. And the one in Nampa has like their own area where they used to have a stage and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you could have that type of thing with live music, open night and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's a good downtown Nampa spot, or the one over in Caldwell, cause it's right there on the Indian Creek Plaza. And so
yeah.
they have that big stage outside and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, man. Yeah. So that's something, that's one of those things to where, but to get there, we need to be willing to invest and those that are trying to make those things happen, even if it's not
yeah.
all the way up there yet. It may be rough right now, may not be as good. I think the dry bar, right? They're not always on the weekends, I don't think.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's usually like weeknight stuff. And yeah, I'm looking for something on the weekend. But if enough of us make it a point to say, hey, this is something that would be really nice. I want some stand-up comedy. I'm going to have to change up my night so that I'm not listening to that stand-up comedy, the world, and I'm listening to this stand-up comedy and investing into it. Because if we do that, then that can get to a place to where, okay, now they get weekends.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, the reason it's not on weekends is because no one's willing to pay for it.
Exactly. Right? But if they get that traction, so it needs the early adopters so that that can be a weekend thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, man. So it's all those different things, the clothes that we wear. I mean, think of, seriously, just think of the things that we use on a regular basis. How much can we turn our attention, our finances, our time towards the kingdom rather than placing it back into this world? Because obviously we have to be in the world, right?
We have to do some of it.
Yeah, we have to be in the world, but that's not an excuse for not trying to put more into the kingdom. I know even as a ministry in Hope, we try to always work with Christian organizations and businesses as much as we can.
Yeah.
So like when money is donated to In Hope, okay, so now you're donating to the kingdom to make ministry happen. But even the money that In Hope spends, like, for example, SB Studio, for example, when we do our accounting, even the platforms that we use software-wise, all of those are Christian.
As much as they can be.
As much as they can be.
Yeah.
Right. And so we try to make sure that whatever money we're spending, we put it back into the kingdom, that staying in the kingdom.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then so there's that multiplication of use for that $1 that came, you know, it's being multiplied back into the kingdom again. And so that's something that if we can do that just even in our personal lives, where we're saying, hey, let's try to be intentional about putting things, supporting Christian-owned businesses. And sometimes that means looking them up. That means talking about them. I always say unity starts with awareness, right?
Yeah.
So it's like finding those organizations out.
Like Latte Da out in CUNA.
Come on now. Latte Da.
Yeah, they always got the Christian music playing.
Yep.
The staff's all really awesome.
That's the best spot.
I love that
best
place.
Best spot in CUNA.
Sherry is the owner. She's really awesome. I'll give her a shout out.
Absolutely.
And they've and they give back, you know,
that
they have a rotation thing. So like I know that they gave us space to meet for certain things with our church and didn't charge us a lot of the time.
Come on.
Or just always giving back to youth and church.
Exactly.
And all that. And so so that's where you're spending your money and you're supporting people that care about their community.
Exactly.
And then they're putting back into their community too. Yep. So
exactly. Yeah,
that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. And those are just good kingdom investments.
Yeah.
Good kingdom investments. And just like the people who are buying American made, like you said, it's going back into your community. So you know you are investing in your community. Me and Christina kind of on the secular side of that, we try to shop in CUNA in our hometown as much as possible.
Yeah.
So like rather than stop
shop local
other places. Yeah. We try to shop local because we know that's going to help
small
our town's
and,
economy. So
it's kind of the same. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of like our American made type of deal. Like we want to shop local. We want to invest back into our town's economy.
Yeah.
And so, no, yeah. So that's big. That's big.
That's good.
So yeah, there is, it's good to try to find out, be intentional about investing into those organizations that you know are Christian, that are part of the kingdom.
Yeah.
When you have that option, like lean that way, go to In-N-Out, go to Chick-fil-A, right? go to Latte Da, turn on your Christian radio station, whether it's Air One, K-Love, KTSY, 88.7, turn them on, right? And help invest into those things. And in doing so, you are putting more of your treasure into the kingdom.
Yeah.
So that not only is a benefit for them, but that's also a benefit for us yeah. that are doing it. Because as we were saying earlier, you will notice a difference over time.
Yeah.
It may not be immediate, but you will notice a difference over time when you're doing that.
Yeah.
So man, I love that.
And it helps release, some of the, I mean, above and beyond just where you spend your money, doing some of that, just like generous giving.
Absolutely.
It helps release some of that control money has over us.
Come on now.
And money is easily a god of our heart.
Absolutely.
It's so easy. And why do you think God commanded it? He didn't need to. Mm-mm. Like, he can make things out of thin air. He doesn't need us to have to give money.
But the kingdom runs on it. Right. I own the cattle on 1,000 yeah. hills. In today's terms, that's like I own banks.
Make it all disappear tomorrow, cities, make it right? reappear yeah. the next day. But he knows that money can take our hearts.
Yeah.
And so he commands us that so that we can release some of that.
Yeah.
And trust that he's gonna do more with the 90% than we can do with the 100.
Absolutely. Man. So that's good. This is part of that, you know, where your heart is, your treasure, or where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's try to buy kingdom made. Let's try to invest into the kingdom with our time, efforts, and energy. Allow that to mold and shape our mind, our mental wellness, and our spiritual wellness. And also, at the same time, we will be benefiting future generations, because as we do that, that's going to enable things in the kingdom to become stronger and be better for future generations. So I love that. Any final thoughts, final words on this?
Well, I want to read the whole verse.
Do it.
Just because I think it's important to get the whole thing. Because a lot of this, actually, seeking first the kingdom, was talking about our anxiety and our
yes.
cares about the stuff
of this world.
So I'm going to read. Let's see, how much of this do I want to read? I'll go from 6:31. It says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what mm-hmm. shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
Yes.
But seek first his kingdom, is righteous, is put your money towards his purposes, put that God of your heart towards his purposes, and all these things will be given to you as well. Mm. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Yes. Man.
And I think that, he knows what we need.
Yeah. And I think that also speaks towards the social dynamic in this.
Yeah.
Right. Not worrying about tomorrow, not worrying about how people are going to feel and respond when you're not doing what they want to do. And
yeah.
And those kinds of things.
And I think when money owns our hearts, there is a lot more anxiety.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And struggle and worry.
Because it's so fleeting.
Well, if something happens to it, that's where your everything is.
Yeah.
Or it can be.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's easy. And it is. Yeah. It's fleeting.
Yeah.
Like, it could fall apart tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You could lose everything.
Yeah.
Like, your house could burn down.
Right.
And if all your investment of your heart is in money, then you're going to feel that worry about, like, could that happen?
Right.
When your investment becomes about God, you're going to be like, well, I know I'm good.
Yeah.
Cause God's got my back. Even if my house burns down tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and I lose all the money I have, I know that the God of the universe is on my side.
Mm, come on now. That gets into that. That's the contentment, right? And having contentment with him and just knowing that I feel like the money and all these other things, those are the foundations of sand,
mm-hmm.
right? But we can't have that foundation of sand. We want that solid foundation. He is not going to be moved. Like, he's good. He's set. He's been at this for longer than mankind has
existed. Yeah, and we can think right? that money is that. Like, it's so easy. And the reason I said your house burned down is because I've been to two disaster areas. One was a house, one was a fire that eliminated entire neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So, like, everything.
Yeah.
Like, they got basically what they can get out of the house with.
Yeah.
And another one was a flood from Quintrina. We went down there.
I've
same
been there.
Thing, though.
Yep.
It destroyed everything.
Yeah.
Like, nothing was really salvageable.
Yeah.
And in both cases, it's like the people who had put all their heart into that.
Exactly.
Were, I imagine, just completely devastated.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people we were helping who were Christians, they weren't.
Yeah.
They're like, well, at least I have my family.
Exactly.
And I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know God's got, and God provides, man.
Yeah. There's a hope there.
There is a hope.
There's a hope because they realize this is not what God has led us to.
Yeah. It doesn't become hopeless.
Through.
Yeah.
Right. So.
And another reason to invest in those kind of things, because a lot of those, the places that went to help that we were part of is because of people donated.
Exactly.
And gave money to those organizations. Forward Edge is one of them.
Yeah.
They do disaster relief anytime that something like that comes. There's a number of those.
Absolutely. And that's one of those things. I mean, you realize a lot of different ministries, organizations, these things, it takes early adopters, and it also mm-hmm. takes people who are willing to invest and donate into those, because it, I mean.
And you again, can invest and
in
never
world.
See anything of it?
Yeah, we're in this world and
you
it
may,
takes money.
But you might end up being on the receiving end of it.
Yeah,
somewhere.
That's
you
true.
You don't know.
That's true.
Sometimes, and you. Praise God if you don't have to receive anything
exactly.
from it, right?
Right?
Because that means you just had your lost your house and everything in it, you know?
Exactly.
But you get to invest in those things that might really help someone when they need it.
Yeah. And if we're willing to, because we were even talking earlier, sometimes it's a trade-off and sometimes it's just a discarding of time, attention, finances that we're putting into worldly things. When you do that, you may be freeing yourselves up to be able to be a blessing and invest in other things that you may not even be aware of yet.
Yeah.
That may come across your path, and God may give you that opportunity to be able to invest into those things.
Yeah.
So be a part of what he's doing there.
Will not be for naught.
Yeah, it will not be. Think. Absolutely not. It
will not, what is it? Yield void or return void?
Return void. Yep.
Not
absolutely.
Void.
Nope. And so, yeah, if you, just really look at our lives and everything we have, especially if you're a believer, you need to realize everything you have that belongs to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try to keep it there, and let's put it towards the kingdom and try to keep building and edifying the kingdom.
Yeah.
And in doing these things, we're practicing unity, because we're, rather than to use an illustration of blood flow, right? Rather than pushing our blood flow out of the body, we're sending it to other areas of the body.
Yeah.
By turning our attention and our finances and those things towards other areas within the body, we're recognizing, hey, we're in this together, and this is a worthwhile investment, right? And so I think that's really big, because it's not possible unless we're willing to rally around each other and help each other out. And so I was talking with Honey and Tracy about this time of prayer that I was having with God, and just feeling this impression of, rather than thinking about what we need to add as a church, as a body of Christ, we need to think more about the things we need to prune away, so that more abundant fruit can be in specific areas. And I feel like this is also one of those things where it's, hey, individually, what can we prune away so that we are putting more towards the kingdom things in our lives?
Mm-hmm.
What are those excess things that we can prune away?
Yeah.
So we have more to
time
go towards.
And,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
Oh man.
Good.
So yeah, try to find those organizations. I know, In Hope right now I'm actually working on, I have this document. It's a rough draft spreadsheet of a lot of organizations in this local area, at least. And I'm hoping that we can continue to add to that, and then make it something on our website where people can find Christian organizations really easy and be able to search kind of what they do and filter by different ways that they interact with the community. So
nice.
Like if it's something that's for, hey, this is an emergency, we need like emergency response, somebody's down in a bad situation, then that can be something you filter on, versus this is something that's ongoing and helps like personal development.
Yeah, something
type of deal.
Do like a monthly help
exactly.
with or something. Yeah.
Where it goes from, you know, hey, I'm I'm on the street and I need something right now.
Yeah.
To, I just, I'm, we're in a place where we have roof over our heads, we have food on our tables, but we want to develop to where we're more financially secure.
Yeah. And it might be providing like a space in your home for certain people, or it's not always money.
Yeah. Right? Absolutely.
Or just coming and mentoring somebody.
Well, and again, so we talked about like with your boat, right? Like with your future boat, right? Because we're claiming that, right? Yeah. That future boat.
Maybe someone will just give me
one. I want a kayak. I want one of those. Yeah. So anyway, so with your future boat and my future kayak, it's one of those things to where, and really, really, I mean, even possibly before a kayak, we need a truck. That's what we need. So my truck, kayak, and your boat in the future, it's realizing that like this is the kingdoms as well.
Yeah.
Right. And so, because we've talked about like, you know, I could invest in a boat, or I can invest in, you know, maybe this
a boat can be used for the kingdom.
Yes. And it's when you're getting it, having that intention. Like realizing
that's a good point.
Right? It's like having that intention. It's saying when I get this kayak, this truck, when you get your boat, like I'm not getting this for me. This isn't just mine.
Right.
This will be used for ministry. Like this will be used for the kingdom.
Yeah, and I've seen that. I've seen that with boats. I've seen people bring their boats to youth camps.
Yeah.
So youth could have a good time.
Exactly.
I think you could probably do that for underprivileged youth.
Yes.
Like
exactly.
That don't get to ever do stuff like that. Maybe.
Right.
Like foster care.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
And then
let's have a boat day.
Right. Exactly.
Or just a fishing day.
Right. Like, let's go out there. I'll teach you how to fish
and be out in nature.
We can talk. And if we're
chat
talking
with God while we're there,
you know, we're going to come bring up the kingdom. Like,
yeah, definitely.
So it's one of those things to where it's, hey, even as you're investing in different things, maybe you don't know a boat dealer or a
I'm going to name my boat Fishers of Men.
There we go. maybe you don't know a boat dealer or a car dealership that sells trucks, right? That's Christian, but you're saying, hey, I'm going to get this and this will be for the kingdom.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to make sure we're using, and just having that heart and that intention of what's mine is the kingdom's.
I had a good story about that actually.
All right. Close this with
me. Yeah, this is a good story. So there's a guy at our church, and he had a trailer and I don't know. When you're in a church and you're doing a lot of things, you need trailers sometimes for camp, for taking luggage up to camps for kids and stuff like that. And he used to say that.
Yeah.
He's like, well, it's not my trailer. It's God's trailer.
Come on now.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like, wanted a trailer.
Yeah.
And that trailer was good for him too.
Yeah.
He hauled stuff around in it.
Uh-huh.
But it was also being used to fulfill deeds of the church.
Exactly.
And church being the people.
Yeah.
And I think we help people move with that.
Yeah.
Trailer, and there's all kinds of things got used for that trailer, and
that's so good.
Because it was God's trailer.
Exactly.
Man, I love that.
That is so good. That is so good. So let's do it. I'll close this in prayer real quick, because I think you closed last time.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. Father, we just thank you so much that we can be content in you, knowing that you are the one that gives every good gift, that we can trust in you, knowing that you're our foundation. And that you're our Father, you're our provider, you're our protector. And we ask, Father, that you would help us when it comes with everything that you've given us, whether that's material, whether that's our finances, whether that's our time, our abilities. Father, help us to turn that towards building your kingdom, to being used to edify and grow your kingdom. Help us, Father, to act in a way in which we realize, look, we are in this together. And we just want to see the kingdom stronger. We're going to invest into that. And so we ask, Father, that you'd give us wisdom in that, that you would strengthen our hearts to hear what you would be speaking, that you would soften our hearts to hear what you would be speaking. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.